This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So Rory McIlroy has not won a major in over 10 years, and he won four very quickly, and every year the pressure has just built on Rory, especially at the Masters, where many people have thought, you know, his game was suited for it. He had a lead, you know, in 2011 and went to the back nine and ended up shooting 80. And the weight on Rory to win another major has been incredible. I mean, he won the Open Championship in 2014, won the PGA Championship in 2014. He's got four total majors to his credit, never won a Masters, finished second in 2022. He's one of the greatest players that's ever lived. If you had said to any golf fan in 2011, after he had won his first major at a very young age, that would be, you know, he'd win another three in the next 3 years, and that would be it for 11 years, 10 to 11 years. Nobody would have believed it. People would have guessed he would have been at 10 plus at this point, one of the most gifted and talented players. He's carrying around that weight of, when are you going to do it? When are you going to win another major? People would love to see it at the Masters because he hasn't won the Masters. But even if it came next month at the PGA, or if it came at the US Open or at the Open Championship, the British Open, people just want to see Rory win another major. He's 35 years old now. So the chances, you know, even though he is still winning a lot of on-tour events, they will be there, but not forever. Rory right now in sports, you could argue, is the number one athlete or coach with the most pressure to win a championship. In his case, to win a major. Number two on my list right now in sports would be Lamar Jackson. I think a multi-time MVP winner, he hasn't even been to one yet. He has not played well in the postseason. He just came off the best season of his career, didn't win the MVP. He certainly could have made a case for his third MVP. But I think Lamar Jackson right now in sports is the guy that has the most pressure to win it. In his case, actually, when you think about it, it would almost be to just get to a Super Bowl. And then we would talk about, okay, well, he's got to win one. But the fact that he hasn't gotten to one is a problem. You know, his playoff games just haven't been very good. You know, even, you know, when you look game by game in terms of his playoff games, you're talking about games that were rough. You know, that first one when they were a one seed and they got beat at home by Tennessee and he threw two picks, threw for a bunch of yards, but they really didn't attack it the right way. They got crushed in a game in which he did not play well in the divisional round in 2021, the 2020 season, the COVID season at Buffalo. Obviously, last year's AFC title game at home, their best chance to do it against Kansas City, didn't play well. I thought he played pretty well in their loss against Buffalo, but he had a couple of you know, baffling plays, a terrible pick, a terrible fumble that cost them dearly. You know, the ball was dropped on the two-point conversion that would have forced OT. Doesn't mean that they would have won that game. You know, Josh Allen still would have had time in a tie game, or if it had gone to overtime, still would have done it. But his overall postseason play hasn't been good enough. To me, Rory and Lamar Jackson are 1-2 on that list. You know, I think we saw something the other night that was interesting. I think Kelvin Sampson, there's a lot of desire for Kelvin Sampson to win a title. But I don't think that there's heavy weight on his shoulders to win one. I think he's a guy that everybody recognizes to be a great coach who has now been to two Final Fours but hasn't gotten it done. I don't feel like that's a guy. I think a guy like Matt Painter at Purdue, with all of his success, especially regular season success, they did finally make a Final Four last year, Purdue did, for the first time since 1980. And he got to a Final Four, and I think there are a lot of coaches in the game that view him to be an excellent coach, even though he didn't have the postseason resume to back it up. But he didn't win it. He got beat by UConn in the final. I think in college football, guys like James Franklin, I think there's a lot of pressure on James Franklin to, you know, get to a title game and win it at Penn State. There are a lot of people that have felt he's had good enough teams to get it done. I think the same could be said to a certain extent about Brian Kelly. Josh Allen as a player would be on the list. You know, Jackson and Josh Allen are having the same problems that Patrick Ewing had. You know, and even from the other conference, a Charles Barkley had. You know, they're playing with the Jordan of his era. They're playing in the same conference with Mahomes. 301-230-0980, if you want to weigh in. You know, who's the player or coach in sports right now that has the biggest weight, championship weight on their shoulders? Like, it's time to deliver a championship. You're too great of a player. You're too great of a coach to have not won one. In Rory's case, understood, he's won four. It's just been forever. And, you know, the Ovechkin thing obviously would have been, had they not won in 2018, that would have been the number one in all the sports. It seems like a lot of people over the last few days have talked about the importance of him winning another one. I don't think the weight on his shoulders to win another one is necessarily there. I don't feel it. Some of you do feel it. Not to the extent that I'm talking about with Rory and with Lamar Jackson. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in on this. Who's got the most pressure to win in sports right now? Because either they haven't done it ever, or in Rory's case, he hasn't done it in a long time. Max, do you have an answer to this?
Yeah, I got a couple. Brian and I were sitting here brainstorming. One that came to mind pretty quickly for me was Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo hasn't had a national title. He hasn't won a national title since 2000, hasn't returned to the Final Four since, what, 2009? Something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while. Great as Izzo, it's funny that you bring him up. I actually thought about him. But the problem is he's had so much great success, and he has been to many Final Fours, I forget the number, and he's won a title. And the thing about college hoops, it's the one sport in which making the Final Four is considered to be a pinnacle moment. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you want to win it when you get there, but he did win it in 2000. But to your point, it's been a long time since Izzo's been in that big spotlight. I wouldn't have put him on my list because he has won it and he's been to, you know, what was his most recent Final Four? They got blown out by North Carolina. Was that 2009?
That sounds right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Who was your other one?
Kyle Shanahan was a big one for me. He's been able to make it a ton, but never been able to like officially make it over that hump. 28-3, all those years in San Francisco. It's just, I think that's a huge weight on Shanny's shoulders.
No doubt. That's a really good one. There's a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan to win one. You know, ironically, when you think about it, he's been to three. Have they lost three Super Bowls or two Super Bowls?
It feels like three.
They lost
and
to
then
Kansas
one with
City
the Falcons,
twice.
So that's four.
I'm sorry, say that again?
And then he lost one with the Falcons as well, so that would be four for Shanahan.
Yeah, but as a head coach.
Yeah, so three, because he had the Chiefs again, and then there was one in between there, I swear.
No, I think it's two with the 49ers and the OC debacle in Atlanta.
You might be right.
Because they lost two NFC title games. The one to the Rams, they had an interception in their hands to end that game. They would have gone back. And then, of course, the loss to the Eagles when they lost all their quarterbacks.
Yeah, Brock Purdy's arm stopped working.
Got hurt and McCaffrey was taking Wildcat snaps at the end of that game. So, but still, I think Kyle's a good one. I think Kyle's a really good one in terms of an NFL coach. Yeah, I'm just looking down my list. I don't think there's anybody, like in the NBA, at his highest powers, I think people really felt like Chris Paul should have been someone who had a chance to win a title. And didn't. They had that one opportunity. I don't put Doncic is too young to have that pressure on him. Harden and Lillard, they never had the teams. Lillard didn't anyway. I mean, there were some decent teams in Portland and obviously a part of the Bucks right now. I don't think there's an NBA player that jumps to mind where there's anything remotely resembling the pressure on Rory and on Lamar Jackson, and even Josh Allen to a certain degree. I think Josh just won his first MVP. Lamar had multiple MVPs and hadn't been to one. Buffalo, neither one of them has been able to beat KC, obviously. All right, if you want to weigh in on this, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Ian. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, you did so much of my list. I did it by sport. NFL, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge. NBA, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Joel Embiid. They're all kind of aging out.
Yeah, Embiid, you can't even put Embiid into that conversation. Right, he hasn't even had a... I mean, you can go back to the Kawhi, buzzer beater and say that Sixers team would have had a chance, but Embiid just doesn't play enough. I thought about Westbrook, though. I did, but because of the MVPs and but God, man, I used to think that he would win one. I really did. But, yeah. Well, all right, who else?
He might on Denver. And then a lot of what you said, Painter for college basketball, Kyle Shanahan for football, and then I didn't think of Brian Kelly, but James Franklin absolutely is there, and I think he took a lot of pressure off of himself with this year's playoff run, despite who they beat and kind of how they got there.
Right.
That's kind of the list. The other one, and these are individual sports, there's guys in tennis. Zverev hasn't won one. He's kind of up there, but again, that's tennis.
But the expectations haven't been for him to, win a bunch.
No, of course. And again, when he's in different eras. But, I think Lamar Jackson, you're right, is the top of the list. And then I put Aaron Judge right behind. If we're taking all the sports, he's a two-time MVP. He's got so many records, and he's underperformed in the playoffs. So
I missed the one on my list that I have not said yet. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's on that
Bryce
list.
Bryce Harper... Yeah, but Bryce Harper's played really well in the playoffs.
He's been incredibly clutch in the postseason, but he hasn't won it.
Right. Right. Again, I think it's they haven't won and they haven't played well. So Lamar Jackson, Aaron Judge are way above on that list as opposed to Bryce Harper, who's played phenomenal, just hasn't won.
Yeah, did he play... How did he play in the World Series a few years ago? He played incredibly well in that championship series against the Padres. He was super clutch. How did he play in that series against Houston that they lost? I forget.
I think decent, not Hall of Fame level, but he wasn't the problem, I think,
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is if you're going to put Judge in that conversation, I'd put Bryce in that conversation.
Yeah,
but to your point, Bryce has been a super clutch playoff performer, and the reason they got to that World Series was essentially Bryce. So you're right. I hate saying that you're right. I just cannot stand
it. And if I could continue,
what?
I totally agree that Ovechkin needs to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because while he won in 2018 and was magnificent there, his playoff career has been synonymous with losing as a one seed, a two seed, a three seed in the first and second round. So 2018 is the aberration, not the norm. So I definitely think at least a Stanley Cup appearance, maybe even an Eastern Conference appearance, would change that narrative. But right now, I mean, they haven't won a playoff series since 2018.
Right.
So
not even
I do
close.
Think Ovechkin needs that. Yeah.
And they lost. Yeah. Right. I think the next year they lost at home in game seven against Carolina, I think. And that's as close as they've been to winning a series since winning the cup. All right, Ian, thanks. Appreciate it. Robert, Rob, others on hold. Stay there. We'll finish it up with some of your calls. Looking for, you know, sort of dovetailing off the conversation we had with Steve Sands about Rory McIlroy. Imagine Rory wins on Sunday. The pressure that will be lifted from his shoulders. I mean, the reaction will be incredible if it happens. Who else in sports is feeling that pressure to win a championship? He's won, but it's been 11 years. Lamar Jackson's my number two. We've mentioned others. Who have we missed? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. The Team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.